Good afternoon to our family, friends, professors, mentors of all kinds, and my fellow classmates. Welcome to the 2015 Lewis and Clark College Commencement. I am honored to be part of this incredible class I see before me today. I have to say, Lewis and Clark seemed like the right choice for me when my email came up as lclark@lclark.edu. And looking at all you all, I couldn't have been more correct. Today is a beautiful day in many ways, a bittersweet instant in our lives. My fellow graduates, let me take you to a moment. We are here today with those who have been by our side for the last 4 years as we wandered and explored seas of critical thinking and emotions. From bonfires by the river to studying abroad, from celebrating the apocalypse on spring break 2012 to seeing Bill Nye the Science Guy this year, we have experienced a lot together as a class. We are a class in which social justice and environmental issues have been central to our 4 years here. We walk the talk and we express our outrage about the Ferguson trials. We are the first class to put together a Middle East Studies Symposium, therefore expanding our worldly perspective. These events and social movements define the personality of our class, a class that believes in living life to the fullest through personal enrichment and social activism. And now we are all here together, sharing the end of this time in our lives, which I would like to redefine as a new beginning. As my mentor and professor, Dr. Kenneth Clifton, said, we are in the best position we could be, sad to leave and excited for the next adventure. A few years ago, a friend told me that one person really can't make change, that there has to be a community of people dedicated to creating change in order to make any kind of a difference. I would like to address and take issue with this statement and give several examples that I believe show the power we have as individuals to create the change we want to see in the world. Angie Epifano, who transferred to the Lewis and Clark community this year, instigated the nationwide movement against sexual assault on college campuses after she published a single article recounting her experience on the Amherst College campus. It was because Angie spoke up that victims from across the nation spoke out about their experiences with gender-based violence. And there is now a draft of legislation for a new national sexual assault policy for college campuses to adhere to. In the midst of applying to new schools to further pursue her education, Lewis and Clark was the one out of 11 elite schools to accept Angie. This is how she explains it. Lewis and Clark is not afraid of the power and the unique mind of the individual. Reflecting on my 4 years here at Lewis and Clark, I believe her. Lewis and Clark teaches us to believe in the power of the individual while also valuing this community we are with today. We don't all have to be the leader. If we aren't the instigator, we can still be a supporter. We can still be the person that publishes a provocative article, influences the movement, and we can still be the person that listens. In Angie's words, the only way for change to happen is for the individual to speak out. We have the power as individuals to hold our institutions and corporations accountable and create change faster than our own government can. Dr. Herschel Snodgrass, a mentor and professor to many of us, quotes, "A community does not build itself. It is built on a cause that is most often first articulated by a charismatic individual and developed by a dedicated few." Lewis and Clark, as an educational institution, stands for the individuals who courageously engage in social activism and then go on to develop enlightened communities. Unquote. My fellow classmates, we are the match, the friction, and the flame. And yet, a match can go out quickly unless it lights another, unless it lights a candle and creates a fire. And that fire cannot be lit without the match. We can be the match for the fire, we just need to be the motion. And in order to do this, we need to cultivate our relationships because it's these relationships that keep us ignited. As a biology major, I frequently see my social relationships mirrored in the natural world. Paul Stamets, one of the world's leading mushroom research experts, spoke here at Lewis-Clark our sophomore year. With his inspiration, I believe that we can equate our growth to that of a mushroom. We fruit and grow in a niche that best suits us, and then we are connected by communication and support networks that give to us, and we in turn give back to them. Life is a beautifully intricate mystery, one we will continue to explore as we seek knowledge beyond this place we have called home for the last 4 years. I challenge you, my fellow scholars, to ask yourself, what questions do I want to answer, and how do I want to answer them? I challenge you to ask yourself, how will I help people and the planet? How will I integrate ideas so that it's not people or the earth, but that it's people and the earth? I would not ask this of you if I didn't wholeheartedly believe in our ability to do this as we set forth into a new beginning. We follow in the footsteps of alums who have pursued and answered these very questions. I would like to give you an example of an alum who found a people and earth solution. Tom Neff, a Lewis and Clark physics major alumnus, who recently won a Lewis and Clark Distinguished Alumnus Award, is single-handedly responsible for dismantling 20,000 Soviet nuclear weapons. And through his megatons to megawatts program. This program between the United States and Russia converted Soviet warheads into reusable energy, an act that not only potentially saved human lives, but also created sustainable solutions for our planet's energy crisis. So often we are defined by our majors, and yet Tom Neff shows us that our interdisciplinary education is what allows us to pursue our visions. Now think of this. Tom Neff is part of a community that we today become members of, a community of Lewis and Clark College graduates who take opportunities to make change and to take these opportunities to make the change they wish to see in the world. With all of these ideas in mind, I would like to remind everyone of the importance of taking time for well-being and quote my freshman year roommate, Megan McCaffrey. Sometimes having a beer is more important. Let's go make change. Let's make our relationships a priority, and let's remember to take time to share a beer with the people we love. Congratulations to the Lewis and Clark class of 2015. Thank you, professors, families, and friends that have held us and also said, you need to get your act together when we most needed it. I am deeply grateful to you, my fellow classmates, for showing me that learning expands beyond the classroom, and that every relationship and experience is a chance for us to learn about ourselves and about the world. Thank you for being the change I want to see in the world. I trust that you will continue to be the motion and ignite others around you. Asante sana marafiki na jema, nikupenda na tuta onana. This is Swahili for, thank you friends and family, I love you and we will see each other. Thank you.